Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. Oh, a very special guest edition. Kevin, who do we have today?
Oh my God. We have... Okay, this person worked, I mean, maybe harder than anyone on the show. She had to put up with us after the long hours. She is famous in the Glee world for making all of the behind-the-scenes content. It is the one and only Kaylin Gorman.
She'd have to chase after us and in between scenes, be like, do you want to do some BPK? And you're like, ah. But I'm glad she did, because I truly said that, like, it's a moment in time that we have forever now, even as tired as we were. But we were goofy in some of those. She spills the tea, and she also, it's so interesting what her job consisted of and all of the kind of steps that she had to take. And it's a really interesting conversation. So I hope you enjoy it.
And how much Ryan Murphy trusted her. She is so good at her job, and she's just a special and kind person. This is Kaylin Gorman.
Welcome, Kaylin. So good to see you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. When you messaged me and was like, do you want to be on the pod? I was like, because every time I was like, would see who was on, I was like, oh yeah, that makes way more sense than me. So I
no.
get it.
But, oh my gosh.
We just kind of spread it out. You are Glee royalty. And
yes.
Like the
seen it all.
What we know from like the fans doing this is that the things you made are very near and dear and beloved by all the fans still to this day.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
I think people don't know probably the amount of work, the amount of time you spent on set to get those interviews.
Oh no, it was what I think about it all the time too for you guys, because I'm like, I don't think people understood, and even people I think at Fox didn't understand what your guys' schedules were. Like, you're learning lines, you're learning choreography, sometimes for two different episodes at the same time. you had so much on your plates.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're recording, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm on set, like, hey, come on over during your one break and talk to me. And you guys were always so great.
We use these as reference a lot for our recaps too, because it gives us like,
a window into where we were in our number one mental state and also like what we were doing in the episode. So sometimes it's a really good memory jogger as well as just like fun to watch ourselves at that in that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it was a tough thing to do the EPK with you and do all these other things. And, So for our listeners, can you kind of explain what your job was and how it all, like what you did?
Yeah. My brother, by the way, who worked in entertainment said, "You do promos, right?" And I'm like, no one ever could explain or understand. I worked at Fox, the network, and I was in charge of all the content, the behind the scenes content for Glee. I came during the pilot and covered every single episode up through season 5.
Wow.
And like on the bigger episodes, like Madonna or whatever, I was there sometimes 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So, and it kind of evolved, but when it landed, it became each episode got a sneak peek, which was like a minute or less. And then after the episode, it would be like a 2 or 3 minute piece, which by the way, now is crazy because that is so long.
Totally.
Like when you're watching a 3 minute piece, even if you love it, it's kind of like, but anyway, yeah. But it and those videos would get like 8 million views.
Oh, like, my God. That's
crazy.
I mean, and then would continue to get views.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, and still, by the way, because the fans like ripped them and then reposted them and then they get more views there. And so I think it's incalculable. No, that's not the word. Don't use that,
right.
Please.
I think that's right.
You can't really calculate at this point, all these years later, like how many views.
Yeah. Mm. Like the cumulative views over time, ripped upon ripped.
Yeah. And sometimes I go to look for them and I can't find them. So I have to kind of think like, okay, like there's this behind this. I did one, all the outtakes from all the interviews and I called it Glee Say What.
Oh and my gosh.
So it was there for a long time. And then suddenly I guess Fox like took it down or something. So then I couldn't. So it's now I think it's Glee Interview Bloopers is what you search.
Yeah.
And then it's I've seen that. Which I love that.
Oh, I love bloopers.
I think I haven't even explained what I did. So I worked at Fox. So I had other shows too, but when Glee came out of the gate and was such a phenomenon, it was almost like just go do Glee and like, we'll worry about Bones. And
did you have to ask like, can I just work on Glee? Or were they like, you just need to do this?
I think it became like, you need to focus on the show because I don't know if people now really understand how huge Glee was.
Mm.
Like it was like nothing anyone had ever seen before. And I think it was maybe besides The Simpsons, like the biggest hit Fox ever had.
Wow.
And it just took off. I mean, you guys were on the cover of magazines, like you were doing talk shows, you were going to the White. I mean, like, I know people know this, but like to put it in perspective that you guys were virtual unknowns now you're singing for Obama at the White, like within like a short span, you're selling out the O2 arena.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It was very
it's
quick.
Bonkers how much. And you guys, and I listened to one of your podcasts, you guys talked about it. I really believe that because you were this cohesive group and you all kind of came in at the same level, you guys kept each other in check.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never a time that I remember where there was like, God, Kevin's like, oh my God, he's like really been, you know, getting full of himself or, you know, or anything like that. It was always just like, you guys would always kind of pull each other down and keep and, you know, hold each other up.
Yeah.
And for you to say that, it means a lot because by the time we would get to you, and there's a great video you sent us today, like a refresher video. Oh, what was it called?
It's called Total Glee Nanigans because you have to work Glee into everything. Like
yes,
right.
And I think if people watch that, you get a great,
get a really good idea
representation of our state of mind when you would receive us, which is probably really terrible because you're trying to do your job like for the network and we have, we're out of our minds. But for you to say that we were good and not really complaining about each other, that's means nice. A lot because yeah. you would see it. You were sort of like we could vent to you. We would get mm-hmm. to you in those in between late hours. And so yeah. you would play like, okay, still got to do my job, but part-time therapist.
Yeah. Well, like, so basically, like on set, Caitlin would set up with her camera and like with a cameraman, and they in a room that we weren't shooting in, off to the side. So if we were in the theater that day, they would be, you know, you'd set up in the choir room, and mm-hmm. you know, they try to get as many people to pop in, or if it's your episode, like, you know, they try to get you to come and talk about what's happening and what it's like to shoot yeah. and when you got the script and all of that. So I'm curious though. How did that work for you? So did you get the scripts with everybody else and then you came up with these questions based on reading the script, or how did it work for you?
Yeah, I would get the scripts and I'd read through them and I'd figure out what the musical numbers were. And mm. I would read and, you know, because in the scripts, it would be like, they're flying on stage. And you're like, well, what does that mean? Is it like, you're right. like 4 feet off the ground? Is it going to mm-hmm. be like 100 extras? So what I would do is I would, when I was on set for whatever episode I was doing, I would go to Zach and say, what is this number? Mm-hmm. And he would say, oh my God, you know, it's going to be great. Or he'd say, it's not going to be that interesting. It's literally mm-hmm. like just three of them like rock swaying back and forth. So,
got it.
You know, do you want to cover that? And, you know, and then a lot of times I'd come to set and they'd be like, why were you there yesterday? And I was like, what? Who, you know, no one told me it was something right. amazing. Right. And then I would right. feel like, you know, God, I missed that thing.
Oh,
but
wow.
I think okay. I got pretty savvy about realizing, because they were obviously planning the next episodes ahead of time, they would know, like, mm-hmm. this right. is going to be a big number. Like the Madonna, and the, I think it was a Madonna episode where they had like the bikers that were like on the ramps and like fireworks. I mean, not fireworks, but like
there was like fire and things. And that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, those kinds of numbers. Yeah. They had to plan all that. So then, and Zach and I were really close. So it was like, he was a really good wealth of information.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts
days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you just show up on set like that day and then you would talk to like one of the PAs or like ADs and say like, hey, I'm here? Or how did that work?
In the beginning I was calling. I don't know. I would call someone in the office, I guess. I don't even remember. But then when Will came, Will became kind of like the go-between. Mm-hmm. And then Will would clear it, I guess, with like, you know, Karen and Ryan or whoever approved it at that time. Okay. And then I would book my crew and then we'd show up and get ready and, you know, then just try and snag you guys. And that was always to me, like, there were days where I felt like a fan trying to get an autograph. Cause I would like see you guys like all huddled up and you're having so much fun and you're laughing. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, hey, Jenna, can I grab you for a second? And, you know, and I know that, like, even though you like me or you appreciate, respect what I'm mm-hmm. doing or whatever, like, you did. Totally. I just sometimes was like, oh, God. And it got to the point where, you know, everyone was so cool and everyone was so great throughout. But there were times when I could just tell, like, people were like,
not today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not today. Same.
Yeah.
<I'm just kidding.
laughs>
So like,
totally.
Today.
Totally.
So, and then I would know. And the great news was that there were so many people.
That's true.
That right. If you were like having a bad day, then I'd go, hey, Cord, or hey, Corey, or, you know, whomever.
Who were the ones that you would go to that you knew would always say yes to you? Is there anybody that you're they'll say yes to me?
Corey.
Oh, mm-hmm. I knew that you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Corey was, I love Corey. He was, I feel like because he was older and had maybe done a little more like TV kind mm-hmm. of stuff or whatever, I feel like he maybe appreciated it. Not that you guys didn't appreciate it, but I think he had a little perspective. Maybe you guys didn't.
Corey always
so
had that.
Him,
yeah.
He was just like, let me help you. Like, what do you need? I'll help you. And I appreciated that. And also Corey and I got to a spot where he'd sit down in the chair and he'd be like, what do you want me to say? And I'd go, just say, this episode's amazing. We have so much going on in this episode. It's going to be so fun. And he goes, got it. He'd be like, this is amazing. And so sometimes when I watch interviews and I look, I'm like, it's literally, he's just mirroring back to me. What? Because he was like, we could go and do the interview, whatever. Just tell me what you want me to say. And so, it was
team player.
There's in the Glee say what or the Glee blooper video, there's a moment in that it's so funny. If you guys haven't seen it in a while, go watch it. But Corey, there's a moment where Corey goes, I absorbed like 5% of what you just said, and that's what he's talking about, because I like gave him this whole thing. He's like, I think Corey was good. You guys were both good. I don't ever remember you guys like going like, I don't want to.
I'm sure there were days that I said that, but
same.
For sure.
Of
and
course.
The other thing I learned really early on was, and is that if an episode is really about one character or two characters, like they're the primary focus of the episode, then do you go to the other characters and say, hey, come and sit in this chair and talk about the other storyline that you're not really involved in? Mm-hmm. And even though you guys were great about it, I knew after like maybe like 10 episodes, 15, whatever, I was like, you know what? It's kind of not really fair to like make somebody sit in a chair when the person who the episode's about, like, it doesn't really want to talk. You know, I was like, okay, so let's, that's when I kind of shifted in season, like maybe two or something, where I would just kind of ask you guys about general atmosphere. Like, what's going on? You know, what, tell me like kind of what's happening on set. Like, what's the vibe? And, you know, talk about guest star or whatever it was. Yeah. And I stopped having you guys go in this. I mean, it, maybe there'd be one line.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, here's what we're going to do from now on. Let's just talk about, because I think we would do that, you know, talk about the storyline, but it was sort of like pulling teeth probably because we're like, oh, I don't really know. Like,
exactly.
We're just sitting in the choir room. So exactly. I think you got to know us. And like, I think knowing our dynamics and hanging out with us so much, you also probably knew like they'll talk about this till the cows come home. Just what are the vibes? What are you guys doing?
Yeah. And I also, I would see all the shenanigans on set. I mean, I think I captured a lot of it in the behind the scenes, but it was so much more than that. And I always thought, God, if the fans who love this show, this is what they want to see. They want to feel like they're part of it. They want to be on set, like, and see you know, you guys all in a corner laughing and like goofing off and dancing and doing whatever. And I was like, this is what I find so charming and fun about being on the set. So why would I then just make you guys go, today's episode is a blah, 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 blah. It just seemed like they need to know you. I wanted them to fall in love with you, not your character.
Mm. It's very smart because I think there are some like EPKs that I'll watch after an episode that I'll want for storyline. Like I watch Game of Thrones. I'd watch those extras because I want to know about what they were doing and how they were filming the scenes and what the intention was. But on Glee, there were so many unhinged storylines and things that didn't make sense. And we probably didn't even read the scripts we stopped reading them at some point that you're like, they say these fans don't really want to know. They want to know what we thought about the unhinged storyline, kind of like this podcast, but they just want to like see us act a fool because that's kind of what we were doing. And that's, I think, what made part of the chemistry of the show work was, you know, our crazy antics. So it was very, it's very smart of you.
It was also unusual to have so many like young, attractive people together and getting along so well that it just, I felt like it was like lightning in a bottle. Like I was really aware of it. I feel like pretty early and I just wanted to, and I also like felt very protective of you guys. Like I was always like, would never, I mean, I hope you've never watched a behind the scenes thing and thought,
oh no,
why did she use that?
Wait, there, I just had a flashback. There was one time I was sitting with you and I think, because I mumble, and I think I said something that sounded like I said my boyfriend. Oh my God. Do you remember this? And then you came and I just like went on with the interview, finished it, blah, 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 blah. And then you came over to me afterwards. This was early. I think it was maybe season one.
It was so early. This was maybe like episode 5 or something.
And you were so nice. And you're like, hey, so I just want to make sure. I think you said, wherever the quote was, it was your boyfriend. And I was like, oh my God, did I say that? Because I was like not out. Nobody really knew except like Jenna, Amber, and Chris. Like nobody knew.
Wow.
And then she came over to like check to make sure. Did you mean to say that? Is that what you said? And I was like, I think I just said friend, but it was, I think, about Marco, who was my boyfriend at the time. So it could have been.
Yes, I remember it vividly. You said, what I thought I heard you say was, my boyfriend hates when I put my feet on the table, I think was what I thought you said. So I just was like, oh, because at that point, I didn't even think about it really one way or another. But I just thought, well, I should ask because I knew you weren't like open about yeah. it. And I was like, mm-hmm. maybe, and not that I would have even going to use it, but it just, I was like, I just feel like I should know this. But I felt like afterwards that it was like, it put like a weird like thing, because then you were like, no, I didn't. And then it, for like a while, I felt like it was awkward. Did you feel that too?
No, it was nice that, well, I think if there's any awkwardness, it was with myself. Because I think it was the first time, like, mm-hmm. professionally, I was like, oh, I'm slipping up. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I gotta rein it in. I'm getting too comfy.
That's and, funny.
But I thought it was really nice that you came to check.
Yeah.
And it was sort of, and that was very much in that time, too, where I was like, do I tell people? Do I not? Right. I didn't really know what I was doing. And at that, not telling people didn't last very long. Right. After that, but
yeah.
I always remember that I thought it was really nice of you to like yeah. just come over discreetly and be like, did you say this? Did you mean to say this?
Yeah. You didn't have to do that.
And no. By the way, you didn't, because I went back and looked at the tape and that it, you did not say boyfriend.
But you felt something though, because I remember was, I was like, I'm pretty sure I said friend, but it was about my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
So your sixth sense was like,
that's funny.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I do remember that, and I remember, yeah, I just felt, because you were like, no, I didn't. You weren't defensive, but you were very adamant, like, no,
oh,
no,
I'm sure I didn't. Anytime I got brought up, I immediately was like, oh, no, no, I didn't say something like that. Yeah. No.
Oh, my gosh.
So I then felt bad that I brought it up. So then I think I felt like, oh, I made him uncomfortable, and that's not what I ever want to do. And so it was.
Oh, no, just know I appreciated it. And any uncomfortableness was me probably projecting whatever was going on with myself. Right. So I'm sorry if I made you feel like that.
No, my God, are you kidding? No.
There was another instance, too, where Phil came up to me sound. Because
oh my God,
like right, it might have been the same week. I was just falling apart.
You're slipping,
and
yeah.
I said something. Oh, because we were mic'd a lot of the time. This is beside the point, but it was just nice to be surrounded by, you know, a crew and a cast, everybody that was just really protective, like you were saying. Yeah. And we were playing some game or something in the teacher's lounge. And usually, if we're mic'd, as soon as we're off the set that's lit, the mics are turned off.
Right.
There was a day where, for a moment, where it was not turned off, and I'm like joking around with everyone, and all Phil hears is bi-curious Kevin was, oh, I said God. That at some point. And so then oh, he God. Comes over to me. It might have been the same week, because I was like, what am I doing? And then very discreetly, same thing, like, hey, so I'm sorry that the mic was on. It never normally is, and this is what I heard. I'm like, oh, it's all good. We were just joking. And I was like, fuck. Oh, aww. God.
That's nice when you said that.
That's been hard, though, for you. Like, did you, like, were you kind of like, I should, or I mean.
Yeah, it got to the point where it felt so pointless, because it's not like anybody would care.
Right.
At all. And right. It just took, I think I had to, like, get through my preconceived things of like what the entertainment business was and how I could fit within it. Mm-hmm. And I think it just took, like, at some point Telly was like, so you like guys, right? And I think it took a little bit of that to really help me. And like Leah was like, so when you talk about this girl, you're emphasizing girl really hard. I'm like, damn it.
She saw right through you.
You were telling on yourself.
Oh, every time. Every time I opened my mouth, I was telling on myself. So it was really nice that around me in every department, there was a really supportive group of people being like, hey, like, we know, but you take your time.
We got you.
Right.
We got you.
Yeah.
Did you and Chris ever talk about it?
Yes, very, very early on.
And what, did he ever say anything to you like, come on, join me?
No, I started talking to him in the first place, sort of preemptively, because I assumed he might be gay, but wasn't out with us. It was like pilot time. Like when we were just rehearsing for the pilot. So he and I used to talk like on AIM. And I would like offer up myself. I'm like, hey, here's my situation. just so my intention was so he had somebody he felt like he could talk to that was sort of going through a similar thing, because we were only 2 years apart in age. We were the two youngest ones in the cast. And so, so very early on, and he was very open with me. And then that very quickly became Jenna and Amber included as well. So very, like almost immediately.
Yeah.
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 So that was our little group.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When there were guest stars, which we had a lot and a plentiful many great guest stars, did you try to cover those? Did you try to let them do their thing? What was your angle on that?
I mean, yes, most of the guest stars, because the guest stars were all amazing.
Right.
So, yeah, we always made a point of like, let's make sure we get, you know, Ricky Martin and Carol Burnett and Matt Bomer and, you know, anyone. I think the only people we didn't cover that I can remember were, for various reasons, were Sarah Jessica Parker and Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm.
Okay. There might be one other one that we didn't cover.
But there's a lot. That's a few out of a lot.
Yeah, that's a good track record.
Guest stars.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have to say, tell me if you guys remember this, when Ricky Martin was on set, and I think he's very attractive, but like, you know, whatever. I was like swooning, and everybody around, Barb was like, comes over and she's like, oh, he's so handsome. Like everybody on, men, women, young, old, did not matter. Like, am I crazy or was that the vibe?
It was like, it was almost, and he was so nice. Like, I think to Offset, he was probably so used to rooms, like walking into rooms and everyone responding like that, where he was offsetting it by just being like the kindest, sweet, and he was quiet. But it was also so, like, I couldn't go talk to him. I felt so intimidated because of like, his radiating beauty.
Well, that was your first
beauty.
Concert, right?
It was your first concert. But he was also, everyone was sort of like glancing and stealing looks because he was, it's unreal.
It was more than just handsomeness, though. It's a thing I've rarely ever encountered, and I've been around a lot of celebrities, and I'm just, it was crazy, but I everybody felt it. And even when I was doing his interview, I felt like giddy. I was like, what is
this? Yeah.
Like, it was weird.
It felt like when Living La Vida Loca came out and everyone was like a Ricky Martin world and we were all just living in it.
Yeah.
He's never lost that, whatever that is, like that presence. And so like that excitement was very palpable. Like it was whatever year that song came out when he was there. It was very strange. Like we all just reverted to that time. Like, oh my God.
I don't think there was anyone else who came that had that effect. Was there? Or am I forgetting someone? Like, I think we all loved Matt
Chewbacca,
Bomer.
But that was probably...
Obviously, yes.
I miss Chewbacca. So we covered all the guest stars. And thankfully, most of them did interviews.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't think there was anyone, you know, again...
They're professionals,
like, just,
you know?
Yeah. We were...
I mean, all the guest stars were excited to be there. Like, it felt like everybody was gracious and kind, as famous as they were. Like, they were happy to be there and, like, down to do whatever.
Yeah, they really were. But honestly, for me, when Stevie Nicks came to set.
Oh my God.
I can't. Like, it was
and
so.
And you were there for that.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Thank God you were there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like. The biggest fan. Like, I walked her around the sets and she was taking pictures.
Wow.
Like, for herself. Like, and she was like, oh my God, look at the choir. Like, she was the one of the biggest fans of the show that I ever saw. Like,
I
famous.
I had no idea. So you took her around everywhere.
Yeah. And then I did an interview with her.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And by the way, I took my opportunity and I started asking her, you know, and she told me the whole story about how she wrote Landslide. It's literally pinned in my. In my Instagram bio, the EPK interview's in there, and she talked about writing Landslide, and and I was like, I mean, I was like a cartoon with like heart eyes, I think, the whole time. I just, because I'm like, you know, obviously older than you guys, like Stevie Nicks, like,
yes.
I couldn't,
legend.
That.
Was that the coolest, like, moment of working on Glee?
That was pretty high up there. Carol Burnett was also.
Oh, yeah.
That was just... I felt dumbfounded. But you know what's funny? You know who the interview was that I was most nervous about was James Lipton. Because,
well, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
He's the one doing the interviewing.
And he said after the interview, he said, you're very good at this. And I was like,
what a compliment. Like,
I couldn't. Like, it was the nicest, one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me professionally. Like, that I was so blown away. But yeah, he was intimidating for obvious reasons, but yeah, it was so much fun.
Wow. That is crazy. Your job was crazy.
Truly.
My job was, I mean, and thankfully I had worked in publicity before, you know, segueing into production. And when I worked in publicity, we worked with Al Pacino and Drew Barrymore and Tom Hanks. And I mean, the biggest Tom Cruise, like the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
So, I just didn't get starstruck at all. And so
the
only person, and I wished so badly, if David Bowie had gone on the show, I would have probably cried through the entire interview.
Yeah.
That, he was my like white whale that I was like, I want to interview David Bowie, but it sadly didn't happen. But yeah, him and Prince were like the two.
Totally.
It's
a good one too.
It's good. Yeah. Good to have dreams and goals.
Yeah.
Also, a show like Glee, you didn't know who was going to show up.
You never.
It was
know.
Totally within the realm of possibility that one of them might have ended up on the show, which Literally. Is crazy.
Right. And remember when I remember for what Javier Bardem was supposed to do the show.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That was all over the news.
He
right.
He wanted to do the show, right? Because I feel like Ryan had said that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because they had done Eat, Pray, Love, so they knew each other, and then Glee was going on at the same time.
By the way, you want to know something crazy that you guys probably had no idea about, but I think about it now and I'm like, that's bonkers. When I, in the first like two or three seasons of Glee, every single piece of content that I did, Ryan approved. Ryan watched and approved every single one of them.
Whoa.
I'm like surprised and not surprised.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Wow. That's a lot of content though.
I know. And the fact that in his schedule, because he was doing Eat, Pray, Love at one point.
Right.
And he was wherever he was around the world and he'd still look at them. And I'm like, I wanted to say, like, you don't have to, but he really liked them. Mm. You know, he told me one time, this is me just fully bragging.
You should.
For sure.
That he said to me, and you're one of the, I shouldn't say this because I don't want to make it seem like negative against it. But anyway, he told me, I'll kind of rephrase it a little bit, that he liked the fact that I understood the tone of the show. Mm-hmm. He felt like I had a real grasp of the tone of the show. So the only time he ever gave a note, it was usually just something like, oh, take that out because we don't know if that's going to happen or something. Like it was more like a
storyline
kind of thing.
Yeah. Like it was never anything that was, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little horrifying to think about the things we would say and do in those interviews. And he was watching.
No, truly. Wow.
No, I think he really liked it. I think Ryan is he's so savvy. And I think he knew, like, the fact that Fox was putting so much time and effort behind the show, like he understood.
Totally.
So I think he respected how much just that Fox and 20th were doing and 20th International. Like it was such a massive all hands on deck thing.
For sure.
It did really feel like that though, because when we would start to see those behind the scenes things come out and you would also sort of let us just be stupid and crazy and wild, where it felt like you would allow us to do that. And then a lot of it would make it into the cut. Mm-hmm. You understood the tone of us personally and the show so well that it was fun, like going into those interviews at some point, because I knew like, oh, we can also sort of
play,
throw in some jokes and have some fun. And Kaylin's going to like use it.
Well, that was
so, like,
the bit.
We can try out some bits.
You have to know that if you said something, it was fair game. Like, it could be and probably would be used. Not in a bad way, but like, I mean, I would be stupid. And and it would come out and you're like, oh, that, yeah, I said that. I said it. But it was fun. It was really fun to chat. And even more now, though, like, to watch back again, like I said, it's like, it's having these, like, moments in time that we are... you know, encapsulated now. We
so
can go
thankful
back and
that
look.
You were there to do it. And you did it like with such care every single day that you
like
were there.
Like props when everybody played each other. And that BTS was amazing.
Very
good. It
was
amazing.
That's what I see more than anything online.
It's the props
one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
I have watched it over and over. And it's funny too, because, you know, when you're editing something, you're watching it over and over again. And I still can almost verbatim tell you exactly, like in certain spots, like what you guys said, like little things will like stick out, you know, in when I watch it, I'm like, that's so weird that all these years later, I remember this so vividly. Like that's my memories of the show are numbers and like interviews that were done that day. Like if I couldn't tell you story, like in most of the episodes, if you said like, what happened in prop, like I know Tina hit her head and this fantasy, but then like anything else that was happening, no idea. I only really remember the episodes by whatever behind the scenes that there were.
That makes me feel a lot better, because I think Jenna and I also remember a lot of the episodes the exact same way as you do.
Yes.
Because storylines will come, we're like, what? But remember everything by the numbers. I remember doing interviews with you all the time. And so I think, because that's directly just the behind the scenes stuff. So it's hard to remember. And like sometimes storylines get cut or changed, like how Ryan would say, don't put that in there. And so I feel like it's easier for us to forget those things. But because we spent so much time together, you included, on that
always
set.
Been.
What was your process like for, you had Ryan approving it. And then, so you would get on, you'd make your questions, you'd get on set. Hopefully we weren't being terrible and we'd show up for some interviews. What was your relationship like with the editing process and then the network? Did you have to run everything by the network, or did they sort of just trust you to like let go and like, God, you do
whatever? You mean For what I shot or what I...
Yeah, what you shot, edited. What was there an approval process afterwards?
Well, Tracy, who was the publicist for Fox on the show, who we love, Tracy got to the point where she was like, you know this show better than like anyone can hope to know it at this point. So like, if you think that, but I would always tell her I'm doing this. And I, she would always just be like, great. She never was like, no. And, you know, unless it was like she a guest star good. Or something. Yeah. Right. I mean, she trusted that I, you know, cause after you know, work and cut a, you know, 80 pieces of content, people are like, okay, I guess she knows she what it. She's doing. Yeah. But she, so she would, Tracy was the only one that I would ever say I'm doing this. And she'd say, great. And then I would go to set. And then afterwards, I'd take the footage. I had an editor who did not work it because it was too much of an ask for anybody at Fox to do. So we had an outside editor who I had worked with. His name's, I have to give him a shout out, Quinn O'Brien. Wow. He just was nominated for that 100 Foot Wave, that show on HBO.
Unbelievable. Like, no he's such a good show.
He was nominated for editing for that recently. Wow. He's a phenomenal editor. And it was insane. Like, he was working so hard because there was so much footage also to go through. And I would go through it and be like, oh, this is a great shot. Make sure to include this and blah, blah, blah. I would kind of give him a little bit of guidance, but he liked to kind of do a first cut for me with just his own like input. And 9 out of 10 times he was right on the money anyway. And then once they were cut, then it went through. At Fox, there were probably 9 people who had to approve it.
Wow.
And then, but then Ryan and Joe, who was like the head of Fox, you know, Joe, head of marketing, whatever, Joe approved everything. Like I can't say it enough. Like, it was such a priority at Fox that everybody wanted to be involved. Like, there was going to be no missteps with this show.
Well, the amount of like light and clicks or you know views it had to be right.
Yeah,
as part of the brand.
Also, during Glee, if I'm not mistaken, it was when like Twitter came out, and I mean, so
yep,
there was not a whole lot of social media going on where it was. So really, these like videos that were going on YouTube or whatever were kind of it for like the first part until then, you know, we could do shorter stuff and just put it on Twitter or put it on Instagram or whatever. That came later.
That's right. You were at the forefront.
You were.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess. While Quinn and I were editing these together, when you know somebody, if someone who's being kind of sarcastic and they say a comment, you know they're kidding. But once when you edit it, sometimes it comes out like maybe they're being like a jerk. Oh,
yes.
So I early on was like, well, I love that bite, but we got to like figure something out. So then I said to Quinn, do like a flash cut to him laughing. And then it worked. And so then from then on, we just called it pops of laughter. I'd be like, we need a pop of laughter after Kevin says, like, I hate it here, or whatever. I mean, you never said that. I'm sorry, that's a bad example.
No, that's great.
That's okay.
I could have.
Like, add a pop of laughter. So if you ever, like, are watching and you just all of a sudden, in any of the behind the scenes, and then you just, somebody says something, and then it cuts to them laughing.
Yeah.
That's typically why we did that, because we just wanted, because it'll be like, oh God, this is like a really long day on set and blah, 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 blah. And then it like, you start to think, oh God, it seems like they're really like bummed out. And then it was like, you figure out a way to kind of bring it back up.
So smart. Thank goodness.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Before we let you go, I have a very important question for you, Kaylin. What is the feeling that Glee leaves you with?
I feel like I will cry right now, which is embarrassing, but like working on the show. And it's funny because you guys know, but like outsiders don't know. It was like this beautiful moment in time where I got to go to a set full of amazing people, not just you guys, the crew. Mm-hmm. I can't even say enough nice things about the crew because we were in their way and they never, ever made us feel bad about anything. And they were phenomenal. But just to like go and watch people sing and dance and like watch you guys like having fun off to the side and so in, and the feeling like, you know, you'd go on set and people would come up and hug you. Like, how are you doing? And so and it was like family. My job. Mm-hmm. But it was a family. And so when I think about it, because I have friends that sometimes I'll be like, well, Glee. And I feel like they're like going, oh my God, really? Like it's been like 10 years. Like, really? But I'm like, no, you'll never understand it.
Yeah. Right.
Like it almost feels like if you like, this is a bad analogy, like if you like fought in a war together, like you'd always forever more.
Like,
you're in the trenches. And it just felt like I really had, it was the best job I ever had. That's what I will say.
Wow.
Truly. And you guys were really, truly part of it. Okay. I can't cry because that's so embarrassing. But you guys were always never, ever, ever. And I would remember because I have a long memory. You were never rude to me. You never were made me feel bad or anything. And it was, and I was there a lot. You know, and there would have been moments where if you had been like, Kaylin, just can you not or whatever, I would have been like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Like, but you never did that. It just, it really, it was, I feel very sentimental about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that you're doing this podcast because I think it's so, I think it's interesting to come back, you know, with perspective.
Totally.
By the way, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you could go back to the very beginning during the pilot now and tell your pilot self one thing, like give yourself like some advice or something, what would you say?
Wow.
It's almost very obvious, but it's like things are going to get tough. But don't forget how very rare and special this is. Because we got tired and there were times I did forget it, and that's okay. But I think the reminder of, like, because now in hindsight, we look back, you're like, gosh, I wish I appreciated that moment a little bit more. I could still be tired, but just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think I would have just said, like, just remind yourself of, like, how this won't last forever.
Kevin?
Yeah, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I think I would add something along the lines of, if you can sort of slow it down in your head to, like, just take care in those, mm-hmm. the little moments you had of, like, silence, to, like, just really soak that up, because yeah. it's going to go on for a while and it is going to get crazy. But, you know, I think that question also makes me realize that I think we did a lot of smart things unintentionally. Mm-hmm. I love that we were all so, so close. We did keep each other in check.
Yeah.
We protected each other. And by we, I mean you included in that, Kaylin, and the crew. Right. And right. So I think a lot of those things we did really, really well. And so yeah. I think
we tried.
Yeah, I think, you know, in that sense, play the long game. Because obviously when we lost Corey, things got a little crazy. And so I yeah. think to be able to maintain that throughout would have been the ultimate goal. But, you know, life happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were so lucky to have someone like you that was, like, you cared and you do care so much.
And had fun. And yeah, it was really nice to have.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate you coming on the show and chatting with us. I think people really loved all the content you made, truly, and still do. I mean, we do for sure. So we really appreciate you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. I it really was so much fun for me, and you guys made it fun. So thank you.
She's amazing. Thank you, Kaylin, for coming on the show and spending time with us. I don't know. She did a pretty thankless job sometimes.
Yeah. And like would fly under the radar and like do such a great job.
Truly. Really, really good.
When you know, some days we were assholes.
And we really, it's just, the fans really love those. And I totally get why. It's like a real inside, like a sneak peek into what it was like being on set. So she did a really, really great job, obviously.
Yeah. We were very lucky to have her and her team. Mm-hmm. Every single episode, because I mean, she did that for a very long time.
Didn't we all, Kevin?
You're right. Thank you, Kaylin, for coming on and being so open and honest and spending so much time with us. We really appreciate it. We love you. Listeners, I hope you enjoy her, Kaylin, because she really has such a unique perspective of working on that show. She was basically a one person department for a really long time, and then Mia came on to help as well. And yeah, she's the best. We were so lucky. And that's what you really missed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new?
Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.